The John Hartford Memorial Festival. Please welcome Dean Webb and the Missouri Boat Ride.
Thank you.
Our crowd slept in this morning here, except we got the good ones out here now. We got them early risers, you betcha. You know something about us old folks? I found out this morning. I roomed with my son last night over here in Nashville, and I woke up about 5:45, and I said, "Son, I think it's about time to get up." And he looked over and said, "Dad, burn, Dad, it's only 5:45." He said, "You don't make melatonin anymore. Is that what you call it? Melatonin?
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
Young people's bodies make melatonin." And old people's bodies don't make it, so we wake up earlier. That's what's going on. So you look around here and you see all these youngsters gone, but just understand their melatonins are working. We're getting a ring back here in this. We're getting a ring back here in this mic somewhere. I don't know, maybe if it's me or what it is. Anyway, let me introduce the band to you here. We are from the Ozark Hills of Southwest Missouri, down around a little old town called Branson, Missouri. We were all there before Branson ever got going strong. In fact, it was just a little wide spot in the road. I don't know if it's maybe this one here, too. I don't know which one it is. Maybe that one. Let's try that and see how that works. And anyway, we were all born there in the hills. In fact, all of us boys all live in the same county, Stone County, Missouri. This gentleman over here playing fiddle for you, he plays a good old-time Ozark Mountain-style fiddle or Appalachian-style fiddle. If you like that style of fiddle, you're going to enjoy what he does. If you don't, then you just might as well lean back and take a nap. He's a great guy, good fiddle player, and a fun guy to be around. Make welcome playing fiddle Mr. Dennis Pritchard, if you will, please. Yeah. And this gentleman back here on banjo, he's one of the finest banjo pickers that ever has picked one of those things up. Great guy to go along with it. Travel with a group called Brightwater Junction, as well as a group out of Texas called Liberty. Sings tenor, sings lead, sings baritone, whatever we need him to do. Make welcome on banjo, Mr. Bobby Gideon.
Thank you.
This boy over here playing his guitar, we keep him in the band to remind us of why some wild animals eat their young.
Hey, that's not right.
I mean that. Now, you all have got kids, you understand what I mean. I've known him since he's been about 30 seconds old, and he also has performed in the Branson area, performed at Silver Dollar City, Shepherd of the Hills, the Grand Country Comedy Jamboree Show, and he put a 2-year stint in with the Sons of the Pioneers. Won't you make welcome on guitar my firstborn son, Mr. Justin Sifford.
Hey, y'all.
Take it home, son.
Hey, y'all.
Take it home. This gentleman over here, this was just introduced just briefly a while ago to you. We're awful proud to have him on stage with us. He's a founding member of this group, the Missouri Boat Ride. I've been with this group we've been together about going on 10 years. He traveled all over the world with a group called the Dillards. Great group of people and great group of musicians. And and they performed 6 guest appearances on the Andy Griffith Show as one of Briscoe Darlin's Darlin' Boys. He also was just inducted into the Bluegrass Hall of Fame at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, 2009. Make welcome on mandolin, singing, lead, baritone, and tenor, Mr. Dean Webb.
Man, that's you on that Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah.
Man, that's my favorite show of all time. Right up there with The Biggest Loser. Two favorites. Friends and neighbors, we are blessed beyond measure to have one of the finest upright bass players in this band. He's a fantastic musician. He's a jewel of a human being. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here today. So we had to get Dad to come out instead. No, we're proud of this guy over here. He does a heck of a job on that 5-string upright bass. He's our manager, our promoter, and much-needed spiritual advisor. My dad, Larry Sifford, give him a hand. We're gonna jump away from the set list here, and we neglected Bobby yesterday, and Dad informed me that Bob ain't sang yet. We're gonna let Bob sing one for you, old Stanley Brothers tune in the key of A. We're gonna send this on out to all the mountain girls. We got any mountain girls out there in the audience? Out in the Ozarks, we got some mountain girls up there. They lift up their arm to wave at you, and 2 bats and a whippoorwill fly out.
Oh boy.
This is called How Mountain Girls Can Love. Yeah, we could have a little more fiddle in the monitor if we could, please. And a little what, Dad? A little bit less bass. Bring up the little fiddle, bring down the big fiddle if you can. As Dad said, Dean over here made 6 guest appearances on the Andy Griffith Show. How many of y'all still watch the Andy Griffith Show out there, huh? Look at the hands out there. Dean, they love you. They love you. We're going to take you to Mayberry right now and do a tune that... This is one of the very first songs the Darlin' Boys did there in Mayberry that first night. In fact, this is the song that got them kicked out of the hotel.
I think so.
Briscoe was trying to sneak them all in there.
He was.
You know?
Yeah.
And every time the concierge and Andy would show up, they'd shove them all out the window. Dean was the only one small enough for Andy to catch in his arms out there.
Amen.
But Sheriff Taylor, out of the kindness of his heart, put him up there in the jailhouse that night. And Aunt B cooked up a big old pot of beans for the boys and Charlene. Were those beans pretty good, Dean?
They were powerfully good.
There you go. There you go. So we're gonna take you all to Mayberry right now to a much simpler time. And this is one that that Douglas Flint Dillard wrote and aptly called Doug's Tune. Thank you.
so much.
Doug, just tune you a little more banjo in the monitor if you could, buddy. Appreciate that. Well, y'all are a fantastic audience. Well, we know it's early, and I guess they had folks playing out here till almost 2, 3 o'clock in the morning last night. And that's appreciate y'all getting up. How many of y'all were up till 2 or 3 last night listening to music? Look at them out there. Oh, everybody, goodness sakes. Y'all are diehards.
That's rough crowd.
Well, we appreciate you showing up for us, and we enjoy playing this music, but unfortunately, bluegrass is ain't a whole lot of people getting rich playing this music, so most of us have to have other jobs, Dean, day jobs.
Right.
Other than Dean, all the rest of us all have day jobs. Dean's more or less semi-retired. But I recently took a job. I've been married almost 13 years, friends, and I figured I got it under control, got a pretty good scald on that, so I thought I'd try my hand at being a relationship counselor.
Well, all right.
Yeah, Dean. So I opened up a little relationship counseling office there, and my very first client or customer or whatever you want to call him come in there, and he said, I'm having trouble finding me a wife. I said, what's going on? He said, well, every gal that I bring home, my mom hates her and runs her off. I said, well, that ain't no good. Why don't you try this? Listen, go out and find you a gal that your mom is going to like. He said, well, how do I do that? Well, find a gal that's just like your mom. Find a gal that looks like your mom and that talks like your mom, walks like your, cooks like your mom, and see if she don't like her. About 2 weeks, 2 weeks later, he'd come in. He said, boy, you were right. I found a gal that my wife or my mom absolutely adores. She said he looks like my mom, he talks like my mom, walks like my mom, cooks like my mom absolutely loves her. I said, good for you. He said, there's only one problem. I said, what's that? He said, Dad hates her.
Uh-oh.
Only problem.
Yeah, only problem.
Only problem. Oh, well. Speaking of Dean doing pretty well, back in 1962, Dean and the rest of the Dillards had a hit out, and him and Mitch Jane wrote this tune. Excuse me. It went on to become the Bluegrass Song of the Year. It's been recorded by everybody from Ricky Skaggs to a group called Fish. I never heard of them. Y'all ever heard of Fish? A few folks out there know who Fish is. Fish recorded this song, and this song has been real good to Dean. Dean gets a royalty check off it each and every month.
Big time.
Big time. Last month, he went out and bought himself a brand new ShamWow. So, yeah. it's the chamois you can use over and over. It's fantastic. Without further ado, friends and neighbors, we're going to do Dean and Mitch's immortal classic, The Old Home Place.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the hollow where I was born, where the cool fall night specked the woods for price and the fox hunter blew his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town, and I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill crew.
What have you done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Taverns that took all my pay. Now here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the wind it blows cold as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead.
What have you done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Mm-hmm.
the plow in the field and look for a job in the town. And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Thank you. All right, Dino.
The old home place. Thank you, friends. That's a good old tune to do right there. Each and every time we do it, little hairs in the back of my neck stand up. Dean, doing that song with you, of course, here at Bean Blossoms, a special honor and a privilege to be playing on this stage where so many of my heroes have played. We'd like to give a special thank you to Mr. John Hotze, who put this festival together and invited us out. John, stand up. Give everybody a bow. If you will. There's John right there. We're going to do a tune and dedicate this one to John. And we didn't have it on either one of our set lists. And then yesterday, I just felt it incumbent upon me to at least ask if anybody had done this song yet. I figured everybody and their brother had done this tune, being that this is the John Hartford Memorial Festival. And I asked the crowd, has anybody done Steam-Powered Airplane yet? And they said, no, nobody's done it yet. And I said, well, let us be the first. Let us oblige you. So we're going to go ahead and do this tune in memory of John, and a special thanks to John for having us out. John was a close personal friend of Mr. Hartford's. Another big thrill we got a little bit ago, right up there on the hill under that pavilion back there. One of the legends that played on that Steam-Powered Airplane album on Dobro, Mr. Tut Taylor, is up there. And give Todd a big hand. He can hear us up there. And got a picture taken with him, and a little thrill there. So this is quite an honor to be playing this tune here in front of all these folks, and for you too. It goes a little something like this. Inside and then back again. I'm sitting in a 747 just to watch them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sun's shining, if it's raining. Gravity is sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City. In a genuine old fashioned all things steam powered airplane. Come on! Hartford impression for you right now. Well, I want to be a pilot on a steam-powered airplane. And I pull that pilot wheel and that'll bring me back again. And I wear a blue hat down to the steam-powered airplane. And the letters go around the bring them back again. I'm sitting in 747 just to watch them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine or if it's rain. Gravity is sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas. Genuine old-fashioned offense, steam-powered airplane, oh, Dennis. Take her down real low. A little treetop flying. Calls to her, Bobby.
Hey, all right. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, John. Both Johns. That's good stuff right there. We're going to do a tune right now that we went up toured the museum a little bit ago. Y'all haven't had a chance to get up there and do that. Lots of neat stuff up there in the Bean Blossom Museum. Lots of old pictures and memorabilia. Got the suits of the Statler brothers up there, right there. They're the Stafford brothers up there. We're a big fan of the Statler brothers. Daly and Vincent put out an album. We were actually doing this song back before Daly and Vincent did it. They stole that idea from us.
Yeah.
They follow us real close. Always keeping an eye on us, too. One of those boat ride guys doing. They put out a whole album of Statler Brothers tunes, bluegrass style. And we're going to do one of their Statler Brothers hits for you right now. Y'all sing along with us on this one. I know you know it.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness. All the thoughts you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I was walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. You and your friends don't worry about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire showdown with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails pretending I was on the town. As long as I can dream it's hard to slow the swinger down. Please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Solitaire showdown with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
The flowers on the wall. Thank you, friends, so much. We're going to speed it up right now, and it wouldn't be right to do a play here at the Bean Blossom on Bill's stage and not do a Bill Monroe tune for you, at least a couple. Dean over here on mandolin played with Bill, played bass for him.
Yep.
Didn't play mandolin with Bill. Bill liked to do that himself. Bill liked to do that himself. Dean, we were sitting there on the back porch. Dean was telling me, I don't want to mess it up, Dean. Will you tell the story you just told me about? You guys were playing one of the festivals up there, and Bill walked by and you asked him where he was going. Tell that real quick if you don't mind.
We're playing a festival over in Salem, Missouri, and I'm in the restaurant there at the hotel. I see them walk past the front door. And I ran out there and I said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going to buy a hat." I said, "Buy a hat? You must have 1,000 hats." He said, "Oh, they're no count. I just throw them out there in a ditch."
Why not? I always like to hear Dean do his Bill Monroe impression. That was mainly for me, y'all. I enjoyed that a lot. Dean, come over and sing On My Way Back to the Old Home for the folks. Would y'all like to hear Dean sing? Welcome him to the stage with a big hand.
Boy, would they? I know.
Days of my childhood and the evening when everything was still, I used to sit and listen to the fox sound with my dad in those old Kentucky hills. I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window to shine long ago where I live. Days were over, I had to leave my old home. For dad and mother were called to heaven, I'd left in this world all alone. I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shined long ago where I live. Kentucky stands a fond spot in my memory. I'm on my way back to the old home, the light in that window I long to see. I'm on my way back to the old home, the road winds on up the hill, but there's no light in the window that shined long ago where I live.
Thank you. Mr. Dean Webb. Great job, Dino. Woo! That's a lot of fun right there, doing that. We're from the Ozarks there, but we try to stay away from the glitz and glamour of Branson as much. Lots of traffic over there.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to brag or put on airs, but I recently bought a condo over there in Branson.
Oh, you did?
But it's more of a townhouse. Yeah, over there on the landing. It's a brand new place there along the river there. They got these high rises there. Yeah, down in the entertainment district. Thank you, Bobby. And they've on the lower level there are all these different shops and stores, and up above them they got these townhouses there overlooking the river there. Uh-huh. Gorgeous over there. We got one right there in the second story. Got a balcony overlooking the river there. It's a real nice place. The spot below us was vacant.
Is that right?
Up until this last week. Then they put in a brand new bank there, Dean.
Really?
Yeah, put a bank in there. So as of right now, my asset's over $1 million. So. Test. Testing. Check.
What?
Oh, boy. It was a late night, wasn't it, friends? I can tell by looking out there. We're gonna slow it down a little bit. Do one that I see some kids out there, Dad.
Kids?
There's some kids out there, so we're gonna do some rock and roll for the kids out there. We'd like to do the traditional stuff. We skate out there in progressive land once in a while, and we'll try to hang with the progressive folks on this one. The bluegrass from the world of Dobie Gray. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Day I'm more confused. Still I look for the light pouring rain. No, that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling strange. Ain't ashamed.
Oh, give me deep, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. roll and drift away.
Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through.
Oh, give me a beat, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me a beat, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Drift away. When my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the banjo's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you're giving me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony help me along. Make me strong,
oh! Give me a beat, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me a beat, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me a beat, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Drift away.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, friends and neighbors. Lots of folks out there singing along.
That's a good song.
It is a good tune. I think Bill Monroe would have cut that if he had the chance, Dean. A powerful number from Dobie Gray. How many of y'all were here to see Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson last night? Yeah, look at the hands out there.
That's great.
Fantastic show. Those guys get a lot of sound out of two instruments. Amazing, and Herb's one of my heroes. And we had the song on the set list because we didn't know if they were going to do it or not, but we found out they were going to do it, so we opted out of doing it. Respect to the guy that wrote it.
It'd
be a good idea. Yeah. Never want to do that scene before the guy that wrote it. But we're going to slow it down and do a song for all the lovers out there, and one that Herb wrote, seldom seen cut it, had a hit on it. We do a little different than Herb and Chris do. They do a little faster, and we do it more like the Don Williams style, really. The Don Williams version. It's called Wait a Minute.
Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it. Can't take the lonely nights without your love.
I'm doing the road. Get the music done and move along. For goodness to do. Play your songs for her and hear her say. Once again.
Wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it. Can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Life's been good to you, and even so, she comes to you late at night. Sometimes you hear her say, once again,
wait a minute. Did I hear you say you're going?
Days and nights without a rest. I gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again, now I'll hear you say,
wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it.
How are we doing on time over there?
41.
All right.
There's the clock right there.
Hey, perfect. The big clock. What's that?
Dooley.
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 We've done that one before, I believe.
I believe we have.
Always like to oblige our fans. This guy wants to hear Old Blue. Old Blue. Well, next year. Come back next year. This guy wants to know Here Dooley. We know that one. We'll go back to Mayberry for a little bit and do a song about a moonshiner named Dooley.
Good old man, he lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal washed the boiler, the other washed the spout. Mama corked the bottle when old Dooley fetched him out.
Dooley, slipping up the holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swart, I'll pay you back someday.
Still getting it done. Give him a hand, y'all. The revenuers came for him, slipping through the woods. Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his goods. Dooley was a trader. When into town he'd come, sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum.
Dooley slipped up the holler. Dooley trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swart, we'll pay you back someday.
Now I remember very well the day old Dooley died. Women folk looked sorry and the men stood around and cried. Dooley's on the mountain, lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone.
Dooley, slipping up the holler. Dooley, trying to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swart, I'll pay you back someday. And I'll pay you back someday.
Thank you. There you go, buddy. Glad to do it for you. Glad to do it for you. Anytime we get a request, we always like to fill them. There'll be a lot of requests, but most of them we can usually get for you. We got time for one more tune, I believe. We're supposed to quit around quarter till. Is that right?
We get in two.
All right. Now, time for two. On that case, let's drop down about the key of A, boys. We haven't done a gospel set so far, and we would like to give a special shout out to our Lord and Savior for providing this fantastic weather we're having for this festival, huh? Let's give him a hand for that, huh? Absolutely. These festivals are fun, but when it's raining, boy, it makes it rough. Bobby sing one called Crying Holy Unto the Lord.
Crying holy unto the Lord, crying holy unto the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would. And on that rock,
and on that rock
where Moses stood. Sinner, run and hide your face. Sinners, run and hide your face. Go run into the rocks and hide your face. Rock cried out, no hiding place. Crying hole into the Lord. Crying hole into the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would. On that rock, we're most. Well, I ain't no stranger now. I've been introduced to the Father and the Son, and I ain't no stranger now. Crying hole into the Lord, crying hole into the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would. On that rock where Moses stood.
Thank you, friends. Hey, we're going to do one more tune for you. Stick around, though. Great music coming up later on by our good buddy over here, Rodney Dillard, and the Dillard Band coming up in a second. Stick around for them. And lots of music all day long this weekend. I want to tell you, though, if you like the music you're hearing right now, you can take us home with you on compact disc. We got a little Tower to Capitalism set up right there in the pavilion up there, friends and neighbors. You can take us home with you. We got a brand new album called Band of Brothers, which is a tribute to the music of the Civil War. All the songs on there go back to 1865 and before. We got a record called The Ghost of Kearney Branch, features some of the songs you've heard us do today. We got a gospel album. Dennis over here on fiddle has got a fiddle album called Fiddlin' in Stone County. Dean over there has got some Dillard's merchandise for sale up there. Stop in and see them. Dad's got a 41 Chevy for sale as well, if you'd like to buy that. You can. And if you want to come up, friends, and just say hi and shake a hand, and you don't want to buy nothing, that's fine too. We'd love to visit with you. But don't get in the way of somebody who wants to buy something, okay? That's all we ask. We're going to do one more tune, this little bluesy number. Before we do it, I have to gauge the blues level of Bob and Dennis, because if they don't have the blues, we can't do the tune. Bob, do you have the blues today?
Yes, sir.
thanks for sharing, Bobby. Dennis, what about you? Do you have the blues?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure of it.
It's hard to get rehearsal done. They talk the entire time, friends. We're going to do this one for one of my heroes, Mr. Jimmy Martin, who performed on this stage many times.
Glad to hear it,
boys. Well, I was born down in the Southland. Woo! 30 some odd years ago.
ran away for the first time when I was only 4 years old. I'm a free-born man. Yeah, the home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. I got a woman in Cincinnati and one in San Antonio. Well, I always love a gal next door, cause any place is home. I'm a free-born man. Yeah, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Big hammer, Dean Webb on mandolin today. Martin guitar and a carrying on tall sack. Well, I hopped it about 200 times, but I've always got a back. I'm a free-born man. Yeah, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back on every mile of railroad track. Little tribute to Jimmy here. Well, you may not like my singing, and you may not like my song. Well, you may not like the way I look, you like the way I'm gone. I'm a free-born man. Yeah, my home is on my back. Of highway, every foot of back on every mile of railroad track. You want sport? Hurley, Missouri, Mr. Mount Gideon. I'm a free-born man. Yeah, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Thank you so much, y'all, with the Missouri Boat Ride. Thank you. Stick around. More music to come.